You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this 8th day of October. On the phone line with us now is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
I think the last time we talked, you said that soybeans were going away very quickly. I suspect maybe they're nearly done with those in your area.
You know, we, of course, got about 2 inches of rain over the weekend here like that, and they're going back to the field today to get that last third. But they are out combining, and we are making very fast progress as far as the beans go. And actually, some very good reports coming in. The yields are hanging in there awfully good, and the later beans aren't falling off like we thought they possibly could. So that, along with that wonderful forecast you give for the rest of the week, put a lot of red on the screen today.
Yeah, it did put a lot of red on the screen. Everybody will be moving in both corn and beans. Certainly beans by the end of the week, corn today and on through the end of the week. Looks like it should be a good week. How are we doing without USDA and the reports it's providing, both for livestock and grain?
You know, some people seem to be upset about it. Seems to be a topic of information, but I sort of finding that the government's poor information at times are questionable hasn't hurt us a bit. That's not out there right now. We're actually looking at what our independent, like Landsworth and a few of the others, of what they're looking at for crops. We know that we can look out the door and see that we're proceeding along with harvest, and we can keep a close eye on what the yields are right here. So basically today, when the weather cleared off and it looked like we're going to see a good week of harvest, we saw harvest pressure return. We know, and keeping a very, you know, Michael Cordonnier and a lot of the other independent ones shooting the numbers at us that we feel are probably just as reliable as the government's.
Let's see. I did see Dr. Cordonnier's numbers. Were they 20% harvest for soybeans? Is that right?
I can't quite recall. It was very close to that, yes.
Yeah, so those numbers are coming in. The marketplace is under pressure. That would normally happen. Is volume staying pretty good in the marketplace?
You know, we saw the volume increase quite a bit today. We did see a lot better trade than we had the first, the first day of the week here that way. So I think a little bit of confidence coming back in, a little bit of hedge pressure with the idea that the combines are going to be running. And we're seeing a lot of the advisory services saying maybe if you aren't caught up selling and don't have room for it, to sell some corn and beans here today.
Would you sell also the 2014 crop for corn?
We have been putting in orders on that 2014. In fact, we've been stuck some orders in on the 2015 today.
So, and you're doing that to protect what? Both the crop insurance numbers and then, of course, sales for next year on the idea that if we have a normal acreage and a normal trend line yield next year, we could really continue to build stocks?
The stocks, look like they will continue to build without some weather problems into the next year. You know, and also doing them out here in the futures at this point in time, why, we're flexible enough to either come back with some options or just get out of these positions we come. But if we have good weather next year, look how good we're doing on building the stocks this year. And not ideal weather by any means, let alone if we put a year of good weather together.
You mentioned that the soybeans were doing better as they made their way through the end of what was planted in your area. How's corn holding up?
Well, you know, the corn on what we've heard so far, I, you know, hate to say this, but I would say that it's closer to 200 than away from 200 in our area for over here. Basically, it's doing probably, I'm going to say, 10 to 15 bushel over the APH in most cases so far.
And your expectations as we move through the week for the trade, will it ensue quite nicely? And what happens with the outside markets in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, the Washington, D.C. thing's just a mess. How do you say what's going to happen there? Is it going to be that they lose faith in the dollar, the dollar goes down, and we've got a chance to rally the grains? Or is it going to be we're going to just continue to see very good harvest weather and things progressing, and we would see a slow erosion through the week. So it's a hard card to say, but we look for the harvest pressure to lead the way.
So we're a few days, actually, into the month of October. It's a crop insurance setting month, the harvest price anyway. So what are we looking at? Somewhere in that 441, 440 area at this time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we closed today at 441 and three quarters, so that's where we're at. You know, we probably think it will end up a little bit less than this if we continue to see the pressure that we think will come from the harvest if it keeps moving along and we have clear weather.
Yeah, but it's quite likely that yields will be good enough, I suppose, that producers won't collect an insurance
It depends. It's going to be on your areas, most definitely, Todd. I mean, we're figuring a lot of them in our area probably will not be getting an insurance check because the yields are good enough that it's going to make up for it in bushels. So, I mean, that's that way. Now, I mean, if you're in different areas where the early wetness was bad, where the dryness was bad or whatever, you could easily be getting a fairly sizable insurance check this year.
$7 July wheat futures enticing any folks to put a few acres of wheat in that you didn't expect?
You know, we're hearing a few more talking about the wheat here, and I think that we're seeing, you know, maybe a little more wheat going than was expected. Probably not as much as last year, but I think we are seeing a little more than what people were thinking.
Do you think that's a good idea if you double crop soybeans behind it?
Oh, I think it's a great idea if you can get it in timely up and get it out. The main thing to remember is if you're planning because it's $7 now is, let's do a little bit of hedging.
Yeah, how do you go about doing that? Just pull the trigger on selling cash or
something else? You know, well, we hate selling cash on wheat is the way that it can freeze out like that. We sort of like doing, you know, futures contract on that.
All right. Speaking of freezing out, the livestock folks, cattle in particular, had a tough storm over the weekend in South Dakota. Most of the calves that looked like they perished, or the animals that perished, were calves, not full-sized animals. So I'm wondering what kind of impact that might have on the market, if any at all.
Well, you know, feeder cattle had another strong day today. You know, the live cattle didn't change much here today, but the feeder cattle did have another strong day. So the calves is going to affect the feeder cattle market right away.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities, and he's new in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report.